I love microdosing.
I love microdosing.
Yesterday, I needed to go practice my drums, and I popped a little microdose gummy, and I'll tell you what happened. I drummed for about a good 2 hours.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
I was looking at our new roof, hoping that it wasn't going to leak, and I got some anxiety about it, so I thought, you know what? I'm going to take a gummy just to calm down so I can go to sleep and not worry about this. And I did, and I had a great night's sleep, and I woke up, and there was no leak.
I've noticed a change in you for a positive change.
I like to hear that.
Yeah. I feel like your mood is like very centered.
I'm sleeping much better.
Microdose gummies deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just that right amount of good.
And you can get 30% off your first order, plus free shipping today at microdose.com, promo code PANTS. It's available nationwide. That's microdose.com, promo code PANTS for 30% off and free shipping.
Microdose.com, promo code PANTS.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord. And others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Q&A Rage for September 9th. I think it's September 9th, the ones you just sent.
Wow, you're so professional today.
Boom, boom, boom.
And we have time stamped it. It is now
exactly
12:18 in the afternoon, PST, 2020. Oh my God, 2020. We're still in the pandemic.
Day 900 in captivity.
Everyone's going crazy. Okay, we got some questions from our listeners.
Do you have them printed out? Because I forgot to do that.
I do.
I have them too.
Oh, good.
Right, I printed them before I left the house today.
Well, you're more prepared than I am.
To come over to my podcast studio. Okay, so... Oh, fuck.
What?
I'm not on my earbuds.
Oh, that's not good.
Do you need your earbuds, Leisha?
I'm listening to you out in the world.
I thought she came prepared and she forgot her earbuds.
Oh, they're right here. I just have to come
back. Oh, thank goodness for that. Otherwise, we'd get that terrible echo.
I thought it felt really different, and it's because...
You don't have those things in your ears.
You weren't right in my ear.
Oh, there we go. That's better.
There you are. That's normal podcast-sounding shit.
Yes, but I can't see you anymore. I don't know where you are. You disappeared on my screen. There we go. Now I see
you. Don't worry. Here I am.
Ah, there she is.
Thank God. What would I do? There's no pants. You can't do pants alone.
You would do pants alone. Which is a unitard.
A unitard still has pants. It still has two separate legs.
Well, no, you can get one like the gymnasts wear.
And do they put both legs into one slot where they can't walk?
No, there's two holes.
Are they suddenly...
They're holes, but they're not pants.
They're suddenly a mermaid? Doesn't matter. They still have two leg openings to stick each leg in.
That's not a pair of pants. You would be a unitard.
No.
Uni. One.
You still stick... This is an argument of semantics, I think. But this is... No, I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Why did my light just die?
Well, the point is you're not going to have a podcast called Unitard.
Are you kidding? I can...
Because one, it's not that catchy.
No. And no,
so good luck with it.
And nor is it interesting.
Two, I'd be mad at you.
Well, of course you would.
I should step in and referee.
Why did my light just
And three,
die?
You'd be talking to yourself.
And who the fuck wants... I do that enough as it is. Why do I have to share it with the world? My light died. Why the fuck did my light die? All right. So what are the questions?
Okay. So here are this week's questions from our listeners. Okay. Ruth Biamonte. Something like that.
It sounded good.
It did. Thanks. Rachel?
If you were on Women vs. Wild, what two vegetable seeds would you take to plant and survive on?
That's a really good question.
I have an argument on that.
You're already arguing with the listeners?
Well, I'm just arguing with the logic of that show. How long are you supposed to live in the wild to watch two seeds manifest into a cucumber or a tomato?
Kate, you and I watch Alone. The last one I watched was 77 Days. That's plenty of time to grow something.
Not a full-on cucumber.
No, you could grow something to eat it.
From a teeny tiny seed?
Yeah, sure. Like a teeny tiny seed, not a large seed. Sure.
But you know what I mean.
It doesn't matter what side the seed is.
That just seems like a long time to watch a vegetable. Like, I wouldn't want to be in the wild to watch a vegetable grow to its full potential.
You would if you were hungry.
I'd want to go home.
Oh, you would tap out.
No, I would just find my way home.
Let me answer, because I'm...
First of all, you know what? This is ridiculous, because I wouldn't...
I have a little experience in
I
this.
Wouldn't do okay. Alone to begin with.
Very argumentative today.
No, I'm just saying, like, if I was on Alone, I would show up, I'd look around, get on my walkie, and tap out. I'm good. I did it.
With any scenario you've been put in, all of it, it's just a giant tap.
I'm someone that would probably get a cold or a flu within the first like 24 hours of being freezing. So yeah, I'd be gone.
You know what I wouldn't be able to take? Bugs.
That's why most people leave, apparently.
I don't want bugs and bites. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
But I would at least try, or I'd plant the seeds. Or I would, you and I have, we share this in common. We both are obsessed with how people build their shelters, because that's the fun part to watch.
That's the best part. It says a lot about them.
It does.
I think. After they do that, I'm like, okay, I just want to see your house. I want to see how you did it.
I know. The hunting, I can't take all the hunting. But back to seeds, Ruth's question.
Sorry, Ruth.
If you should apologize to her.
I'm sorry. I went off on it, Ruth.
So she definitely said vegetable seeds. So here's my question. Is a tomato a vegetable?
It's a fruit.
Or is it a fruit? I don't know.
It's a fruit.
Fuck. So I can't plant that, because that's what I would pick.
I hate tomatoes. That would also bum me out.
Well, you're not with me.
If I was like, really, that's the one thing I have to eat is a fucking tomato?
I'll tell you why I chose it. Mm. It's because they grow really easily. Because I'm present day growing a vegetable garden. Here's what's easy. Tomatoes, peppers. Herbs are so easy.
What kind of peppers? Jalapeno, habanero, sweet?
Yeah, like a jalapeno. Okay. I have three red ones out there.
Are you going to eat a jalapeno when you're starving? God, your poor stomach.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't choose that one. I chose a tomato so far.
Okay.
Lettuce is really easy.
That's like eating water.
Here's what's hard. Any sort of like gourd, like a squash, mm-hmm. Super hard for me. A zucchini. I know it grows out of the ground, but still, it doesn't. Unless mine was sort of halfway in the ground, halfway out. I don't know what went wrong there.
Listen.
I don't know where it's supposed to end up.
I mean, listen, you could take this as a grand compliment, but you grew a massive zucchini. I was even surprised by the size of that thing.
No, you're talking about the cucumber.
The cucumber.
Easily mistaken. Yeah, it was. It was a giant, upsetting size cucumber, and it was jaundice. It was yellow, and it didn't look like something you should eat, and it scared all of us. And it laid there for a good 2 weeks. It never changed color.
And then
I took out the plant because
that's so sad.
I know.
That was it?
Well, I couldn't eat it. And also, to my surprise, cucumber vines are so prickly. They hurt. Like, you go to move the leaf over and you have like, it's almost like a cactus. Who knew, right?
Do you think we've answered Ruth's question? Let's move on. I think Ruth is like, thanks, but no thanks.
Okay, next question is from Jen and Mayan from Florida. And
who?
Jen and Mayan from Florida.
Jen and Mayan.
Okay, they ask how to keep a positive attitude about getting older when one day you look in the mirror and feel okay, and the next you find a gray eyebrow. I know all about that.
I mean, welcome to reality. Sorry to be frank, but that's the way it is.
Here's what it is. It's shocking. I mean, shocking how fast life is. It was just yesterday. I swear to God, I was 20.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what happened, but as you get older...
It goes faster.
It comes faster, but I also, like, enjoy being older. There are things about it I like. I don't want to be 20 again. I really don't.
No, I would not want to be 20.
But I'd like my 20-year-old self, like,
Listen.
I think I grew into...
The truth is nobody gets away from it. It's going to happen to everyone. I don't care if you are 20. And because when you're 20, you think, well, I just have all the time in the world.
You don't.
You kind of don't.
You don't.
When you turn 40, you're going to look back and say, wow, those 20 years went by in a blink. Nobody gets out unscathed. So just accept it gracefully.
I mean, you're asking how to keep a positive attitude. You have to
own it,
because it's not like you have a choice in the matter. So you're gonna get gray hairs. You're gonna get gray eyebrows. That hasn't happened to me yet, luckily.
Mm-hmm.
But it will.
Mm-hmm.
And who cares?
Also,
there's hair dye.
And also take some pride in knowing that I think women get better as they get older.
I do too.
You don't realize that until you hit 40, and because then you really become, you come into yourself and into your body.
My 40s were my favorite.
And you know who you are, and you're accepting who you are, flaws and strengths. And you're just like, yeah, this is me. You know, this is the way it is.
Yeah, you're like true woman. This is who I am, and I own it.
Yeah, and like the 20s is like kind of just a lame test run.
Right, in your 30s, you're still like kind of fumbling around, like you trying to become who you're going to become in your 40s. Right.
You think you know, but you don't know. Everyone thinks that when you turn 30, there's this huge moment where you're like, wow, I'm 30. I think that we buy into that. In my experience, looking back, it was bullshit. But when I turned 40, that was the realization where you're like, I'm an adult now. And there is no more excuses.
There are no more excuses.
Like, there are no more excuses. And there's a beauty to that, and there's a terror to that. But still, you're a full-on adult, so own it and accept it.
My friend said that every birthday at this age, you want to have more. Like, it's not like you dread your birthday. You're basically going, yeah, I want more birthdays. Like, I want to keep living.
Deep.
Like, it's a turning point. Like,
right.
You know, some people are like, oh, I'm getting older. I'm getting older on their birthdays.
Because people in their 20s are like, oh, God, I'm getting so old. I'm turning 27. Really? No, you're not. You're really not. I promise you.
Well, I think her question is, she's, you know, we're sticking to the superficial side about like gray hairs and stuff. That stuff is no big deal.
I wasn't getting superficial.
No, you aren't. I'm saying we're trying to be deep about a question about gray hair.
Maybe her subtext was, I'm going to make light of it, although it's a bigger feeling I have,
right.
A bigger question.
Yeah, I just say, I wish you have more birthdays because it flies by.
Yeah. I just say accept it, own it. Nobody gets out. It's going to happen to everybody. You're not a special
right,
flower.
But not only accept it, like actually have a good time with life because it's short.
Embrace it. And also they now say that 40 is a new 30 because people are realizing, oh, right, at 30, you still really don't know shit. It's 40 when you wake up and you're like, okay, I think I get a sense.
And you're still so young. I think when, yes. when we're in our, I'm going to guess 70s is when you start going, okay, now I'm getting old.
My mom had that feeling.
So I really feel like our age right now, we're still really young and we just have no idea. All right, ready for the next one?
Yes. Rocket Money. I used Rocket Money again last week.
How many? Are you okay?
I don't know.
You have
a lot of
subscriptions you forget about.
You know what it is? Because I get these apps and you have to pay for everything you get these days. And I think, all right, well, I'll use this for a few days and I'll cancel it. But I forget.
And you forget every week that you forgot last week.
Yes.
Thank God you have Rocket Money. Before I started using Rocket Money myself, I thought I had about like, I don't know, 6 subscriptions. No, Kate, I had like 15.
15?
Yes. I was like, clear it, get rid of it. And Rocket Money is like, we have your back. Because Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. So you can start to grow your savings.
Plus, Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pants. That's rocketmoney.com/pants. Say it, Kate.
That's rocketmoney.com/pants.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm sorry I don't have these printed out. I don't know how to use my printer.
Emily Job in London.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, London. Hiya.
You all right?
Okay.
When things go tits up for you in life, what keeps you going?
They have a cute way of saying everything.
They really do. Their slang is so much better than ours.
We should say, let's make tits up American. You and I. Let's make that a rule.
Okay.
Because people here, they love to be like, oh, it's such a shit show. Like, it's such a gross thing. And they're all, when it goes tits up, like, it's such a cute way to put it.
No, they have charming slang, whereas ours is crass and vulgar.
Right.
And
ours is disgusting.
America. Yeah. So what's her question?
When things go tits up in your life, mm-hmm. what keeps you going?
Depends on what's gone tits up. Right?
Sure. Sure, but is there something you always fall back on, like a thought, an attitude?
I just try to remind myself.
A person?
No, this is completely cliche, but there is so much truth to it. This too shall pass. Because eventually, it's going to pass. It might not be tomorrow. It could be next week, next month. But whatever it is, it will pass. Things have a way of figuring themselves out. And I don't mean that frivolously, but it is true. So I remind myself of that. This too shall pass.
That's a good one. I always think, because we're artists, that whatever I'm going through, I need to go through it. It's really not a choice. It's something that will fuel anything that I do artistically. I kind of, you know, store it away.
You what?
Like, I never want to numb out. I don't want to avoid stuff.
Next one is from Jesse Shanks. What are your top three 80s music tracks?
That's easy. They've never changed. You ready?
Oh, great. What are they? Yeah.
Stevie Nicks, Stand Back.
Mm-hmm.
Talking Heads, This Must Be the
Place. I like Edge of 17 better.
Okay. Well, I like Stand Back.
Okay.
Talking Heads, This Must Be the Place.
Uh-huh.
And random, but this is a goodie. I'm sorry. Paul Simon, You Can Call Me Al.
That one's really cute.
It's the best song. I'm sorry.
It's a great song. What do you mean they've never changed? Ever?
Whenever I've DJed and I've played You Can Call Me Al, I thought I was the only one who would enjoy it. People
right.
would go batshit for it. And it made me feel good because I wasn't alone in that love.
No, you're not alone. It won a million Grammys.
Oh, it did?
Too.
I don't remember that.
Just to validate your love.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
The Cars, Let's Go.
Love it. Not my favorite, but love it.
Okay.
Actually, you and I bonded over the Cars. Remember when we first met shooting the pilot?
We did?
We used to blast that Cars album
no.
in one of our rental cars and zoom around Vancouver. That's one of our early bonding moments.
Well, that's what I'm talking about right
it's
here.
It's great.
It's a great song. Yeah. When I had my Mini Cooper and we'd put the door down. We're like, it's not raining. Let's go. We'd go outside. Go for these drives. Those were good, really good days. Okay, Free Falling.
Great song.
Tom Petty, Kate.
Love Tom Petty. I will never knock.
Probably one of the greatest songs.
I love Tom Petty.
In like all time.
I love Tom Petty.
But I'm sticking in the 80s here and Sweet Child of Mine. Everybody
okay.
in the world loves that
I
song.
Love it.
Come on.
I gotta say, I love the Guns N' Roses album. I remember my mom wouldn't let me keep that tape. She was really adamant that I don't.
It was like the devil came.
Kind of, yeah. She was like, why do you have this
the
trash?
The devil's in the house.
And she's not some crazy religious freak. She just, for whatever reason, hated Guns N' Roses. I liked Welcome to the Jungle, Paradise City.
Come on, when he was all like sexy and he did the little hip thing, it was like, what? So great.
I was probably one of the few girls that didn't have a crush on Axl Rose.
I don't understand.
I didn't see the appeal.
Because he was...
I didn't see the appeal.
Okay.
Didn't get it.
Okay. The glasses and the bike shorts.
It was good. I could not.
It worked on me.
Could not do it. Couldn't do it.
Okay, I'm going to throw one more in, even though she only gave us three.
What?
I gotta go with End of the World, R.E.M.
Great song.
Yeah, and it should be played right now because...
That's how we feel.
That should be like all over the radio.
Okay.
Okay, great. So there's the 80s. I see, because 80s, you know, we were talking in our music episode and how much you love the 90s, but the 80s to me...
80s are great. They're amazing. I'll never knock the 80s.
And I know, and I think it really has to do with when you're a teenager is probably everybody's... That was the greatest genre of music and time.
Well, it also shows the different generations, right? I was a teenager in the 90s.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point. That's why to you, it's like, oh, that's
right.
That's it. And like to me, it's the
yeah,
80s.
It's your formative years.
Yes.
All right, next question.
Okay.
Yvonne asks, how do I inspire kids in 5th, 10th, and 11th grade in acting classes? I'm a literature teacher, but have to teach drama too.
I love this question so much.
It's a good one. I agree.
Okay, so Kate and I both went to the same acting school. We learned a lot of funny things. Mm-hmm. We learned a lot of great things, but we also learned some funny mm-hmm. things. I remember when I would come home on break, whatever, to my parents' house, and I'd show them what I was learning in class, watching their faces. Like, we're paying how much for that? No, but I'm going to save you and any kid that's in your class right now that might be considering going into acting and going to college, I'm going to save you a lot of money right now. Mm. Yvonne and the students of your class, here's the key to acting. Acting is reacting, right, Kate?
Boom.
It's that simple. Because all you know how to do in high school and before is you learn how to indicate. So we mm-hmm. think that we're supposed to like look really sad if we're sad or look really happy. Like it's called indication. And this is mm-hmm. the first thing that they tear down in you when you go to acting school because everybody comes in with it. You're playing the emotion.
Like the repetition exercises.
Yeah, but
remember
like,
the repetition exercises?
Oh, God. And we can do it for people. But like,
oh, yeah.
That's it. So if you literally just listen to someone, I'm going to make the whole world into actors right now. If you just listen to someone and have an honest reaction back, you're like Daniel Day-Lewis. There it is.
But she's also saying, like, think about it. She's saying 5th grade, 11th grade, and what was the other one? 10th grade or 5th grade, 10th grade, and 11th grade? So we're talking about kids from the ages of, what, 11 to 16? Maybe they're not interested in acting because they might think it's lame or whatever. I can say from my point of view, what got me interested were watching my favorite movies over and over and over again. Maybe, Yvonne, a project is for kids to pick out their favorite film, pick out their favorite scene in that film, and then recreate that scene with a friend for class to get people excited.
That's a really good idea. I did that. I did 16 Candles when they were in the car, when they were in the broken down car.
How old is for fun?
During the dance? I made the front of the car. I did it with my friend. He played Anthony Michael Hall.
But was this for an audition or was this just...
No, it was in my acting class in high school. But you're right. I took my favorite movie.
Right. So it got you excited.
Yeah. I get your point.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
That's what I would do. Anyway.
Thanks.
Oh, so she's saying like how to get them excited and I'm like literally trying to teach
and
them.
She's a literature teacher, right? So you're trying to encourage kids to read and you have to teach them acting. And I think in that age group, it could be challenging. So I'm saying like go to their level and say, what's your favorite movie? What's your favorite scene in that movie? Choose that scene.
Right. Transcribe it, print it out.
Right.
And then work on the scene.
And then grab a friend in that class and recreate it.
I think I would have the most fun in my life to... teach
so much fun
an acting class.
And guess what? And we're in 2020. If you like a female character, if you like a male character, doesn't matter. Just choose your favorite character in a movie
or a scene out of a TV show that you love, maybe, right? If it's long.
Yeah, that's true. TV has turned into the new film, but still, regardless, either format doesn't matter. Just any character you love.
There's so many ways to excite them.
Totally.
Yeah, and it's a blast once you hook in.
Yeah,
here's the other thing. I think a lot of kids just want to be famous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So to like really get into the art and the craft yeah. of acting is super fun because it's like a little puzzle.
A never-ending puzzle.
Not like I'm Meryl Streep or anything, but you know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think it's a fun thing to learn. From Alejandra Salazar, what is a must-have as a new homeowner?
Ooh, good question.
God, that's a good question.
What's a must-have for a new homeowner? God, that's good.
I think you need a good, simple, everyday toolkit. You need a screw gun. You need a hammer, a saw, some screws, some nails, a level. You need that stuff because you're going to use it constantly, especially when you first move in.
Did you just move in to a place that just got renovated? Because when you move into that kind of space, no one's really cleaned it well. And you're living amongst dust. And nothing is worse than that fine, like, teeny tiny grain dust that gets on everything. So I would say microfiber cloths to clean and a really good vacuum cleaner.
Don't you have a steam cleaner that you love?
I hate it. It was like, I couldn't sleep one night. It was one of those things on TV. And
really? I've wanted to ask you about that recently. You don't like it?
I couldn't even tell you where it is if you paid me. I don't know what happened to it.
Really?
It was on telly. Call 1-800 number. You know, call in the next 20 minutes. You get two for the price of one.
Right.
I should have given you the other one. You would have hated it too. But at least...
I would love to have it.
It was bullshit. I say cleaning products. I say really good cleaning products to get up the dust. And also, if you didn't just renovate, but you're maybe moving into a place, obviously, that someone else just left, you don't want their juju all in your home. So get it out.
Right.
Get it out.
Definitely sage the place.
You open up all the windows.
Get a plant.
Sage.
You need a plant.
Bring out all the old energy and invite all the new. You want to be able to walk on your floors barefoot without looking down at the bottoms of your feet and seeing things on them.
The next question is from Ruthie B. And they ask, what would you pick? A backyard patio with barbecue, fireplace, and seating, or a pool?
Pool.
If I had to pick, I'd go backyard patio, barbecue, fireplace. I'll tell you why. Pools are more expensive than you think.
Oh, I was going to tell you why I do the opposite. I would say I would want a pool because the pool is already in there. I don't have to pay to install the pool, and I can always build a patio, fireplace, whatever the fuck it is, on my own. That's how I see it.
I don't know if she said you had enough room to add that later.
Well, she didn't get specific, so because I didn't get specificities, I can do what I want.
Well, there you go. Listeners, you got to be more specific.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was another rendition of Q&As.
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 For our pants listeners.
Boom.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Pants.
And thank you for listening to Pants, a podcast brought to you by myself, Kate Menig, and my dear friend, Leisha Haley.
Please listen and subscribe on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts.
And if you want us to keep going, hit that subscribe button.
You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The Pants Pod.
If you like us, leave a review on Apple Music.
You can email us a question at pantspodcast@yahoo.com.
Rachel Shelley is our editor and producer over in the UK. Theme song by Carolina Para from the band CSS.
Graphics are by Love Fox.
Pants.